Have you prepared your present face? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Yes, the best part of Christmas, the commercial side of it anyway, is about over, and that's the anticipation. We spent weeks anticipating the family all coming together, but once they do, and after the hugs and the "it's so great you're here" part, what do you talk about? The great lame duck session? No, of course not. You open presents, but no present can live up to the anticipation either. Like this timeless YouTube clip of the 3-year-old boy who was expecting a toy and instead got a book?
Books for Christmas? What the heck is that?
Yeah, a truck, the Fisher-Price flamethrower kit maybe, Daddy's laser pen, but a book?
I don't get books. That's my toy, it's a book.
Yeah, the only book a little boy's ever going to want is his big sister's diary. But as he grows up, he will learn to cultivate what YouTubers Garfunkel and Oates call your present face.
Christmas comes but once a year, and mostly it is well. But there's an epidemic that I think we all know well. Your smile is frozen open, there's a crazed look in your eye. You overflow with compliments while trying to deny that you know the gift you opened, though you try to keep your grace. Your scary grin is frozen, don't you know you've got a case of present face. Present face. Oh, thank you so much.
Good luck, everybody. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.